Maybe
wait, and they hear it.
Maybe Dr. Doc Brown will come in. Maybe there'll be a chick pick of the week. Maybe,
right.
Maybe there will be trouble.
Perhaps a frontal lobotomy would be the answer.
Fine. How about a gun?
What for?
What for? Everybody takes a gun along.
What'll it be?
Aw, that's no way to talk. What'll it be? That's no way to treat a customer. Come here, try it like this. Pay attention, you'll feel better and the customers will be happier. Try this. What'll it be? Try that. Come on, we haven't got all night. Try it.
What'll it be?
Good, that was wonderful. Did anyone ever tell you you couldn't sing? Nice. Make me an Alaskan polar bear eat on a double. Come on.
Rockin' Radio.
If you don't watch it, Randy is going to fire your sorry asses.
Yeah. We had a flying guitar man, maybe the fastest in the land, but he was going nowhere fast. Speed ain't nothing without class. He couldn't play tasty, oh no. Tasty like this man, yeah. Tasty, tasty, ain't it time we mellow out? We had a man named Crazy Art. He overplayed his bass a lot. We had to kick him in the pants. His fingers moved like Vida's dance. Couldn't play tasty, oh no. Tasty like this man, yeah. Tasty, tasty, ain't it time we mellow out? Drummer named Joe. He played so fast we let him go. He ran away with all our songs. Now he's in school where he belongs. He couldn't play tasty, oh no. Tasty like this man, yeah. Tasty, tasty, ain't it time we met? Sometimes there's three. We like to sing it now and then. Mostly we save it till the end. We gonna sing tasty, oh yeah. Tasty like this now.
Ba-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-ba.
Tasty, ooh tasty, ain't a time we mellow out. We love to play that. Time we mellow out.
Yeah. Directly going straight over to management on that one, folks. Right here tonight at top of the hour with you. It's Jim E. Knight for the Lost Discs Radio Show Hour. Here for February of 2013, man. Actually doing this right now on Area 51 on Groundhog's Day, February 2th of 2013. And, well, that was The Good Rats kicking off the hour here for you, folks. And that's going straight over to Randy Tivins. We're sending that one out to the boss man, man, over at rockandradio.com, where, you know, where they post this show over at rockandradio.com every month because we're in there with those guys, those professional DJ type guys. And so they put us down at the bottom of the barrel and they say, you know, we got a little warning from management there after we did our New Year's Eve program. Let's face it, man, we were all wasted. Oh, Chesty was all right, but she was drinking a little bit. But me and Brad that were doing the show there last month, we were totally wasted the whole time, whether you could tell or not. And so what happened was good old boss man Randy Tibbins, he's like, you know, guys, what the hell? And we're classing it up now tonight for goodness sakes. And in order to help us do that, of course, Joe Stack's on the line.
And I'm wearing high heel shoes.
And Chesty on the microphone.
Off my monocle.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe?
Well, maybe I should dust off my monocle, too, because, you know, a monocle always classes it up.
I can picture you with a monocle.
And so, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's how it's going. Trying to class things up here for the next hour on Lost Discs Radio in the only way we know how, which apparently is to keep Dr. Doc Brown the hell out of the place. Chesty is actually on Doc's microphone, which of course means, look, I hate to bring this up, but that means she has command of the bell if she wants to use it. That brings bell privileges, Chesty, if you care to.
I don't know if that's classy enough for this particular show.
No, you know what? Well,
I think we should talk about Calder and fine art.
All right, so here we are on Groundhog's Day. So you know what we're going to have to do, of course. We're going to have to lay it on you, folks. While you're digging the show tonight, get on the old email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And why don't you just get on and tell us how the propagation is on 5110 kilohertz shortwave and how you're digging this program and how you're digging the out-of-sight sounds now of the Groundhogs tonight exclusively on Lost Discs.
Rock myself away.
Seattle site sounds of the Groundhogs making the scene here tonight on Groundhogs Day Night. Lost Discs Radio, February of 2013. Joe, I wanted to throw it back to you anything you wanted to say. First of all, let's back it up to the Good Rats, because we kicked off the hour with Tasty off their 1978 album of the same name there, man, on the Rat City Records. Okay, and but these guys go back to the end of the 60s, right? So what do you know?
Well, you know, it's funny because I can remember seeing Good Rats albums a lot, and I think they were all that 70s vintage period. So I had no idea that they actually had recorded it in the late 60s. This was led by a pair of brothers, the Marcello brothers. They're from Long Island, and they recorded an album in 68 for Cap called The Good Rats. They got a single out of it, and I guess, you know, they didn't hit the charts. It was a commercial flop. So, you know, they just went. I don't know if they kept playing or if they took some time off, but they came back and met with a bit more success in the 70s with, I'm assuming, what was a somewhat updated sound there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they were doing all right. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed listening to the Good Rats. And hey, let's face it, nothing classes things up like spinning stuff by the Good Rats. You know, you can even just imagine. So that's kind of where we're going here tonight with this kind of thing, folks. But then we got into the Groundhogs, and this turns out actually to be a British blues group, right, out of the 70s. Joe, what about it?
Well, actually, starting as early as 1963, play as the backing band for John Lee Hooker when he was in when he was touring the UK.
Right.
They were billed as John Lee's Groundhogs, and they kept the name.
Yeah.
And then they came back in actually the late 60s as John Lee's Groundhogs. So they put out a single or two on Shel Talmy's Planet label in like 65 or so.
Oh, is that right? Oh my God!
From the UK, it's lucky they weren't the Hedgehogs.
Well, or if they were, they wouldn't be on the show tonight.
That's too little a rodent for our show. Rats, big enough.
Yeah, they came back and they recorded.
Groundhogs, big enough.
That's what she said.
Hedgehogs, too tiny.
Well, starting in 1968, they were on the UK Liberty label.
Yeah.
They stayed together till pretty much the 75, 76 recording for United Artists as well, and putting out some close to 10 albums.
Yeah, I know, I was surprised how much they had. That was off their first album there. We heard Rocking Chair, their version of Rocking Chair, man, off their first Liberty album in 68 or 9 there, I'm going to tell you. Right? All right, so we're going to keep things moving on. There's nothing really happening on the emails or anything yet. I take that back. Here comes some folks. It's good old Carrie. Could be Carrie and Lee for all we know. Now look. It's about time we laid this on the listeners, in case you've all forgotten, folks. Carrie is emailing in here tonight to wish good old Chesty a happy birthday tomorrow, right? So send in your birthday felicitations tonight, folks, for our former graduate intern who still makes it in every week.
Thank you very much.
Every month. To sort the 45s and get on the air with you here, folks, and do what she can. And yes, there will be a chick pick coming up in a little bit of a while there. So thanks for coming in on that email. And good old Filthy Phil. Yep. He's digging the Groundhogs on Groundhog Day down there drinking Blue Moon. Okay. And digging the show on his old Hallicrafters S107. Right. Piped through the big stereo auxiliary just for the added oomph. Right. He knows how to live down there. That's Filthy Phil. Down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, from KXUA 88.3, where they're relaying this show maybe on Sunday nights. Don't ever forget. There, Chesty, right? Okay, so we're digging it. We're moving things on, I suppose, tonight with a little bit of a public service announcement now from Cracker.
Good evening, listeners. Tonight's turgid episode of Lost Disc Radio Show is proudly sponsored by Dr. Doc Brown's No-Show Garbage Disposal Repair. That's right, Dr. Doc Brown's No-Show Garbage Disposal Repair, where our motto is, don't call us, we will call you.
Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere alone about midnight. Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere alone about midnight. I wonder, yes, I wonder, yes, I really, really wonder who could that someone be. Somewhere alone about 11:44, I heard someone knocking at my back door. Hurried to the kitchen to look what I could see. Behind the little sleep I had, I barely could see. Someone coming knocking at my back door, just like they did before. She was a foxy little mama with great big hips, pretty long hair, pretty red lips. 5'2" with eyes of blue, and knew exactly what to do. She went
bam, 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 and had a boom, 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 and knocking at my back door. This cat is wrong, at a ringside seat. She had great big ears and funny little feet. She's 6'2", dressed polka dot blue, and she looked like something from the Brookville Zoo.
Bam, 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 and then a boom, 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 and knocking at my back door.
Radio.
Don't try to figure it out.
Oh, no!
Like, wow, brothers and sisters.
Einstein. Yeah, that's Forever Einstein on the Cuneiform Records label. Okay, out of 1992, man. See, now you're at the point where 1992 is more than 20 years ago, right? So therefore, the early 90s, man, that's like oldies material, right? That's new oldies is what that is. So, okay, I remember buying that, man. That turns out to be from their first album, the Artificial Horizon, from 1992. And I remember buying that back in the old CD shop up in Cleveland, Ohio, back when I was banging back in the day, man. But yeah, it's a power trio, Forever Einstein. Joe, did you dig anything up about these guys that we care about?
Well, let me just say, first off, wow, I've never heard these guys before.
Yeah.
And yet, I was thinking about some of the same thoughts regarding, you know, the stuff that we were discovering that was new and alternative and outre in the 80s and early 90s when we were in college and stuff. It's like, yeah, that's oldies now.
Right.
These and obscurities.
Yeah, we got to admit it. So.
So the one thing I came up with was that, according to the site allmusic.com,
yes, sir.
They're based in Connecticut.
No way, Forever Einstein.
That's what it says near. Now I can't prove any of that, but
wow.
You know,
that's news to me. Okay, cool.
Performing in New York and throughout New England.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that. You know, they cite King Crimson as one of their big influences, which you can kind of hear, I guess, if you know your Crimson, like Cosmic Debris does. Yeah, I don't doubt it. They're pretty good stuff. Hey, before that, it was the Eldorados on the VJ label. Yes, with Bim Bam Boom, which was sort of a follow-up to their big hit. You know, they had their big hit, of course, was Knocking on My Front Door, and then it's there they sort of remade the record, but that's one of the best record rip-off situations, you know, where the artist has a big hit, then they remake the song sort of differently, but it sounds exactly the same to try to get people to rebuy the same big hit because it was such a big hit and it was so great. So, but they were much more talented than that. They were a classy doo-wop group, man, on the VJ label. That's where we played the obscure follow-up as we are trying to class it up here tonight on the Fab February edition of Lost Discs Radio here. And we've, speaking of Fab, we've got Brad in on the email. You got 5110 copy, a little noisy there in Massachusetts on his old shortwave rigs, but he's listening and he's sending out a happy B-Day to Chesty. All right, man, people, please.
Thanks for all those wishes. No, not really necessary.
No, totally necessary. Folks, get it in at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com and give your 73s and your 88s to Chesty for her birthday, which just sort of happens.
Sometimes I wish we had an in-studio cartoonist.
What? An in-studio cartoonist? What do you say about that?
Yeah, you know, draw little sketches. So I have such a our dog is so staticky. And it's like I wish I could draw a cartoon of the poodle stuck to my pants.
More of an image of the guy who does the sketches from In Court.
That's where I was going to go with this. Like, what are you talking about, Chesty? And you mean like you want like a cartoon strip of for Lost Disc Radio Show? That's what you want.
Yeah,
that would be cool, man. Who's
Dr. Doc Brown's Adventures.
Somebody needs to get on that. That would be pretty cool. Anyone who can illustrate a
adventures.
Comic strip. We need the adventures of, you know, Dr. Doc Brown's trips.
There we go.
Up to the wood pile.
Now, look, man. That's right. Now, look, man, while we're waiting for that next Fab email to come in here, we're going to replay a song that we ended our last show with. And in fact, if you notice, we sort of opened this evening's program, this very month's program here tonight, folks, with a very similar opening from last month's program. I don't know if you listen that close or if you even care, but we did, you know, because we tried to do a classier version of this show than we did last month, you know, just to make sure that we're all on board and all above board here. And so we ended the show last month with a Doc Watson tune. We actually got a couple emails in from people saying, wow, man, what was that tune? And I didn't back announce it because we were just sort of going out on it. So we're going to play the full thing tonight so we don't have to talk over like the way I'm yapping at you now, folks. Off the Southbound LP on the Vanguard label, 1966. It is Doc Watson and his son Merle. A little windy and warm tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Well, did you guess what kind of music that was? I bet you did.
Bleak ones to break. break into crumbs and cry into thunder for a darkness hymn. Tangled and solemn. And words, a beginning and end, but something for the mind to make into a dream and laugh at when you can, a hymn to love, a direct.
Well, you could say that that's the serpent power, right? But technically, that's David and Tina Meltzer there, right? Well, husband and wife duo out of San Francisco, from what I can tell, on the old Vanguard Records label. And from what I can tell you on that, and we'll see what Joe Stacks knows, but they were responsible for the group The Serpent Power, who had one album on the Vanguard label in 67, man. And then they followed up themselves with sort of just the two of them doing a sort of a poetry, spoken word, and music album called Poet Song. And I think it's from about 1969. Joe, anything you want to add about David and Tina Meltzer, man?
No, I mean, that covers a lot of it. I mean, Poet Song did come out in 69. It's worth mentioning that the Serpent Power actually had recorded a follow-up that was never released.
I'd like to hear that, man.
Intended, I suppose. I guess if, according to what I got here, it was ultimately released in 1998, and that was probably like an expanded version of the self-titled album.
Yeah.
You know, if you can find that on CD somewhere, you'll probably have the bulk of both.
Oh, that's cool. I love the Serpent Power album. It really is one of my favorite albums, probably the most underrated of the whole San Fran scene. But
some wonderful psych folk.
Yeah, really. And that was Hymn to Love there from David and Tina Meltzer. And before that, of course, Eric Anderson. Hey, babe, you been cheating? What you been? Who'd you have a cabbage head on the pillow where my head used to be? That's Eric Anderson, also, interestingly enough, on the Vanguard label. I just realized, Joe, as I was jotting down the playlist here for tonight, that set of three songs from Doc Watson to Eric Anderson to David and Tina Meltzer were all three off Vanguard label vinyl, man. Are you digging me?
That's a sweet thing. Plus, yeah, Vanguard, I mean, although not a powerhouse, put out some great stuff, particularly on the folk side.
Now, speaking of digging me, here it comes, folks. People have done it. They've got in to wish Chesty the big birthday wishes that they wish to extol upon her. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And this is Ramsey from good old Ramsey's Roadhouse coming in with happy birthday to Chesty.
We love Ramsey's Roadhouse.
Yeah, we try to get him in on Monday nights.
On the Tippecanoe River.
Up and on down on the Tippecanoe, where he's coming in around, I believe it's 7 p.m., or at least it was for a while there, at 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone on 7490, folks, WBCQ. Give a listen to Ramsey's Roadhouse. Here he is coming in on the email. And all the guys over in the Cracker Chat. Oh, my God. They're not in the Cracker Chat. Don't you see? That That's the irony. They're over in the Area 51 chat where they ought to be. And they're digging Chesty's birthday. They're sending out their felicitations there from Yukon Jack and Captain Ganja.
It's too much.
The very least.
Thanks so much.
I think it's time to just do this then. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
If you were born January 20th to February the 18th, you are an Aquarius, the 11th sign of the zodiac. Your ruling planet is Uranus.
That's right. Still a planet, as far as I know. You like to make the jokes, but it is a cool planet.
Yeah, man.
I'm ruled, you know, by a planet of mystery. And it's too damn far away for us to ever get to.
I wouldn't count on that, Chester. So what you got for us there tonight, Chester?
Oh, everybody knows the group Procol Harum because of that really sad song about death. But I have kind of a lighter side of Procol Harum that I think you're going to enjoy. It has a little sweet vibe to it. And the other night, we were just playing this album. And from which album is it from?
Salty Dog.
Yeah, not the normal album that people get either. But it's called Bored. And boredom. Oh, yeah. Boredom. And it's sort of relaxing. So drink some more beer and relax.
Some say they will, and some say they won't. Some say they do, and some say they don't. Some say they shall, and some say they shan't. Some say they can, and some say they can't.
Enjoy this song. It has a nice little message, you know. People say this, people say that, but it's just the same old crap, right? All the time. Oh, I'm sorry. We're supposed to class it up. Sorry about that. Can you beep that out later?
So, just so I'm clear, you're telling me that you can't get high smoking hemp.
Thank you.
on the levee, put my strings on the BBC. Round the chops on Hill Pie Island, paid my dues at the Marquee. Slacked off by the enemy, lost my stash, my virginity, this cockamamie business. Broke my heart on the soul train. Introduced to bad company, lost sales down the brain drain. And before I could mend, lost the missus, missed the girlfriend. This cop that made me piss.
Radio. Your metal facility is impressive, but You need patience in that all people are not as quick as you are, Aquarius.
Stop! A Southern California dentist has been eaten by hippies.
What?
What do you know about nothing, people? Sell yourself so you can buy more. What do you care about bluffing, people? Does it make you want to try more? Bluffing people, throwing sparrows from the treetops. What do you care about nothing, people, when you're waiting at the bus stop? Understand the sky will be visible soon. We understand the sky will be visible soon.
Makes me sneeze. Shoot!
Thank you.
making our way out on the smooth sounds of Dave Brubeck. Right? This is from Storyville, 1954. Yeah, first pressing. Columbia 6i red, black, and white label monophonic pressing, folks. What can I tell you?
Well, the chance to bump into Dave in downtown New Haven is gone.
That's right, man. Good old Dave Brubeck, who unfortunately had passed away earlier in 2012 there, lived right down the road here in New Haven, Connecticut, folks. We saw him on the New Haven Green, as a matter of fact, at the New Haven Jazz Festival a few years back. But, anyways, there he is tonight on the turntable, folks. And before that, of course, it was Kevin Ayers with Soon, 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 out of 1969 from his first solo album, Sessions, right? Kevin Ayers from the old Soft Machine there, going out on his first solo album. What can we tell you? And George Harrison, you knew it, man. George Harrison was in there with Cockamamie Business off the Dark Horse Best Of anthology.
I'm bringing that word back, cockamamie.
Well, someone who enjoys penetration as much as you, Jesse, you just ought to.
I enjoy cockamamie, too.
Speaking of things that are penetrating, folks, don't forget, over at rockandradio.com this month, it is the RLT Archives Music Magazine for February 2013, followed up by the Stepfather of Soul, Jason Stone, and the Electrophonic Sound of Brian Phillips. And that's where you'll find us, folks, over at rockandradio.com, unless you're over at our own very own site, lostdiscsradio.com. Sure, you spell the word discs with a C. And thanks to Joe Stacks for sitting in here tonight there with us, Joe.
Pleasure, guys. And fine, classy show tonight.
Yeah, well, we did what we could, man, to do right by everyone who enjoys a little classy action on the shore waves and the internets from your own, your very own Chesty, Jimmy Knight. We'll be back with you next month here on the Classified Sounds of the Lost Discs Radio Hour. Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Thanks for sitting shotgun.
Glad to be here on a classy night like this.
Thanks for being my Jane, Chesty. And good night.
Speedy recovery to Jane there.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.
Don't forget the gun.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I almost did forget. We'll be back.